The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Welcome. This is the 150th episode. We don't have anything special. Fuck it, I don't care. It's just another episode.
Is that how we should start with that?
Yeah.
Well, Ryan put it best. This is the 150th episode of Super Mega Cast, and as he said, we have nothing special planned.
Why is 150 special?
It's not like a solid 100. It's just 150.
200 will be super.
200
special.
Will be special. One
was 100 special.
It was. Do we want to commit to? Because right now, if we say 200 will be special, and then we don't do anything special, people will pull back
up.
On 150, you said it was gonna be special.
We'll do something special for 200. It might not be big, but we'll do something. Whether it's a key, we'll do something.
We'll do it. Just keep reminding us when it gets closer.
I'm just like not a big person for mile markers that much. Like being like, yeah, because I don't know. It's just nice whoever views the content. I mean, it's cool like when you see subscribers because it gives you a general feel for how big your supposed audience is, because it says we have 700 and something thousand around there. Almost 700,000. The viewership is usually always like a tenth of your subscribership.
Yeah.
Unless you're heckin' funny like Felix or John.
PewDiePie. Yeah. But this is it's a big one, guys. 150. The very special episode. That'll be the name of it too.
Yeah.
So everyone knows that how special this episode is. Let's jump right into it, Ryan. Let's talk about the elephant.
The big thing.
The big thing, which...
It felt like an elephant was in the room.
Yeah.
we're
Earthquakes.
Yeah. So, which actually will provide us a good segue into the next topic, which is funny. So we experienced two decently sized earthquakes here in California. They were up about 90 to 100 miles up in Ridgecrest. The first one was around a 6.4 magnitude, and the second one was anywhere between, like, I've heard 6.9 to 7.1 magnitude.
I heard it was 7.1, but they downgraded it, and then they re-upgraded it back up to 7.1, which, that's a big fucking earthquake.
Oh, yeah.
I was actually surprised because I thought that a 7.1 would be bigger than what it was. I thought it would be, like, very, like, violent, but it was kind of like a gentle rock. But
the 7.1?
The 7.1. Wait.
I thought the 6.4 was more of a rock. 7.1 was like a jolting. Because, like, Well, Harrison and I went to go see Midsummer. And it was 15 to, if that, many minutes into the movie. It's like when the opening credits started and this... hold on one second.
Can I go turn that off real quick?
Yes. Okay. Turn off the AC, mother effer.
Hey, don't call me that!
Who turned it on?
Some bitch ass punk.
So the beginning opens and this music starts to play.
Play it.
hold on, blah, blah, blah. It's getting there because it's still going through the motions.
Wait for it to crescendo.
Yeah, you gotta, it's all.
And then, oh, okay.
That. So that started to happen, and that's when the earthquake started to happen in the movie. So, like, I thought people behind me in the theater were stomping to the beat of the music. I was
yes,
like,
yes, I'm excited for Midsommar.
I know. I was like, this is an odd thing. I'm like, there's probably just a bunch of goofs behind me. And so I turn around and no one's doing anything. In fact, it's just a bunch of people with like confused faces looking around. And I'm like, huh? And then I look forward and a bunch of people are starting to like stand up and like some people are like running out of the theater. And I'm just like,
uh-oh.
Something bad's happening.
Earthquake time.
I'd be the one to die in this situation because my legs are just planted. Harrison and I kept going from standing up, should we leave, to sitting down and watching the movie because we were like invested because something big just happened.
I could see, I can picture that so perfectly. Both of you guys just like kind of confused, like standing.
No, we were at the ArcLight Hollywood and we were in the lower theaters. So if something fucked up,
you're like underground.
Yeah, hiding under a theater chair isn't gonna really save us from the tons of cement that makes up the floor and ceilings of the two above levels.
I love how, like, the one place you, like, don't want to be during an earthquake is underground. And it's like maybe, like, the 0.1% of your week you are underground is when a 7.1 earthquake hit L.A. The first one, let's go back to the first one. The 6.4, so it was 4th of July. Happy Independence Day, everybody.
It was
everybody.
The morning of 4th.
It was.
Well, for me, it was the morning. It happened, like, 11-something?
I think it was early. It was, like, 9 or 10?
Okay, maybe it was 9, 10.
There were some aftershocks, too.
I can't remember. All I remember is, I've always, whenever an earthquake has happened, people were like, did you feel that? I'm like, maybe I felt something. But this is the first earthquake where I'm like, this is an earthquake. Because I remember it woke me up. Because I had my eyes closed. And you know when you're not fully awake yet, you kind of just let your eyes still be closed.
Yeah.
To not let light in. All of a sudden, I feel my bed kind of rocking a little. I'm like, Lego's getting into bed. And so it goes on for like 10 to 20 seconds. I'm like, this boy's taking a long time, I guess. I open my eyes. He's not on the bed. He's in the hallway doing his little like tail between the legs. Like, ooh, look at me. I'm like, what? And all of a sudden, I hear, tch, tch, tch. I look over. My blinds are shaking.
Minecraft Steve is smacking the wall with his yeah. pickaxe.
And then I hear, tss. So I'm like, but my blinds are hitting the window and the wall till sweat drops.
I was about to do it. You got it.
And I also look out and in kind of like the living room area, I see my light fixture swinging. And that's the moment where I'm like, this is an earthquake. And it was that moment where I'm like, wait, should I get up and go outside? But I was like, I was so confused and disoriented because I was still kind of like waking up, so I was in that kind of dreamish state, like that foggy state, and so things were just shaking, and then eventually it stopped. But that's another instance where my ceiling could have crashed down on me, and I should have gotten out of the house and taken Lego.
What are you supposed
me.
To do? You're supposed to get under something or get in a doorway, right?
I should have gotten out of my place and brought Lego with me.
Should have put them on your back and ran down the street. You're supposed to like get under something or get in a doorway, I think.
If
right?
if you're inside, you want and you can't get outside, you want to get under a table. But if you have the opportunity to go outside and there are no trees, I'd imagine you like go out into your front lawn or something.
I don't want to give official earthquake advice if I'm not sure, guys.
Unless you live in Chile and the earth cracks open,
swallows
people whole.
Mm.
I mean, Chile got some bad earthquakes, like, years ago.
Yeah, I mean, just like Haiti. Remember when Haiti had that big one? I was in bed as well on the morning of 4th of July.
Did it wake you up, or were you just
Well, I was like, kind of already waking up. It was like, where you just kind of keep pressing snooze, so I'm, like, kind of awake. And I feel my bed shaking, and I thought that it was, like, Harrison or Jackson was shaking my bed, trying to wake me
up. You always think it's something else at first, because your brain isn't, like, the whole tectonic plate underneath me is moving. That's just not that doesn't come to mind. It's like, oh, the earth is just simply moving underneath me and shaking violently.
And I was like, what the hell? And I opened my eyes, and Banana was, like, on the pillow next to me, and he's, like, looking around all, like, freaked out. And then I heard I heard like my blinds smacking the window. And I was like, oh shit, this is an earthquake. And I saw my computer monitor wobbling. And I sat up in bed. And it wasn't like a violent shaking. It was more just like,
it's like a rocking.
Like a gentle rocking.
If a giant were rocking you to sleep.
Yeah,
that's what this first one felt like to me.
And it wasn't like loud or anything. It was just like a gentle rocking.
Yeah.
And it went on for a good bit. It went on for like, for me at least, probably 10, 20 seconds.
I might have. it probably lasted around 30 seconds or so, because I had enough time to like be woken up by it, think it was Lego, wake up, and then experience. Like when I was watching it, maybe it's because when something like that happens, time seems to move slower, maybe.
Yeah, because
but
so
I remember
like,
it felt like it lasted longer than I was comfortable with.
It was crazy. I was like, holy shit, was that an earthquake? And I got up and I went outside, and Harrison was outside, and he was like, holy shit, did you feel that? And I was like, okay, I didn't.
He's just outside enjoying his morning cup of Joe.
He was having a little morning martini on the back. I actually, every time I think I feel an earthquake, first thing I do is I go on Twitter and I just start refreshing the feed. Because I know the second there's an earthquake, everybody in LA, myself included, love to just tweet out that there was an earthquake.
Yeah.
Because I guess a way to let everyone else know, like, I didn't make that up, right? There was an earthquake.
Well, like 5 to 10 seconds after those happened, there was always a hashtag earthquake trending on Twitter.
So fast. And I was like, okay, cool. I didn't imagine it. It was definitely real.
But you were on your way to see, you were about to go see a movie.
I was on the other side of LA in a movie theater as well when the earthquake, the second one.
You were in the lobby getting snacks or something?
I was buying my tickets to go see Toy Story 4, and I had just ran, and I was looking down at the screen, and like all of a sudden, I thought that I just got really like disoriented. I thought I had like vertigo for a second. I was like, whoa, I need to sit down. I'm getting dizzy. What the hell? I'm like, maybe I didn't eat enough today.
You thought it was like all internal.
No, I thought it was because I had just jogged. So I jogged up to the screen to like buy the tickets. And I was like, oh, Jesus. Oh, I need to sit down. And then I look around and I was like, wait, what's going on?
Other people just kind of like looking around?
Well, at first, no one would like really seem to even notice either. And then everyone started looking around. And then I saw up and there was like a big crystal chandelier that was swaying. And I was like, oh, it's another earthquake. Holy shit.
They evacuated our theater. All of the Arclight, like all the theaters, everything. They evacuated everyone outside. We got to go and continue the movie. But did they evacuate your
theater? No, dude, they didn't do shit. And the best part was they just let people keep walking under this, what I presume to probably be like a 500-pound crystal chandelier. They just let people keep walking under it as it was swaying.
Sounds like a Phantom of the Opera type
incident. I was like, I'm waiting for that thing to fall and just... I would not want to be underneath a huge crystal chandelier.
Isn't that Phantom of the Opera where they have a chandelier in the audience and the whole bit is like the audience will look up and the chandelier goes down onto them? It doesn't kill them, of course, but it's part of the act.
No, I didn't. I haven't seen Phantom of the Opera. I'd like to.
Not the one with Gerard Butler, dude?
No, it was actually just in LA.
This is opera. This is opera.
Remember that meme, the This Is Sparta meme? The very old meme, the remixes, where it would yell, This Is Sparta, and then it would remix into that song.
I like in Meet the Spartans, he kicks, pregnant, what is it, Britney Spears into the hole?
That is just good writing, man.
Yeah.
That's so funny.
God, they released in theaters, too, and I saw them in theater. Dude, I saw Vampire Sucks in theaters.
You saw Vampire Sucks in theaters?
I saw all those movies in theaters. The one that I didn't show up for, though, was a disaster movie.
I watched Disaster Movie. I didn't see any of those in theaters. I watched Epic Movie.
With Chlamydia Jones, dude.
Chlamydia Jones?
Do you not remember that?
No.
Remember how the little person who... The little African-American little person played the Indiana Jones guy.
His name was Chlamydia Jones.
Yeah, his name was Chlamydia Jones in the movie.
How did they come up with this stuff?
Do you remember the really good effects of the Kung Fu Panda bit?
Yeah.
Where it was just the dude in the costume.
The funny thing
Scud-douche.
I was so inspired by those movies as a kid, though. I was like, this is the movie I'm going to make when I'm older. I'm going to make a movie just like this. And I wanted to make my own movie, like with the same kind of style as, like, Disaster Movie, epic movie. And looking back, it's like, what a horrible thing to be inspired by.
Are those guys still in business releasing stuff at Redbox, at least? Because it's not coming out in theaters.
Direct to Redbox.
Dude, fucking Kim Kardashian was in Disaster Movie. She was like one of the main characters.
How do they make these?
I don't
such a big
know.
Budget with so many people too.
And I could imagine like Kim's like, this is my breakout role in Hollywood.
I remember.
But look at her. She's like one of the biggest fucking people today.
What's the one with Narnia?
In terms of making money.
Is Narnia is Epic Movie Narnia?
Epic Movie is Narnia.
Okay, I remember I watched it on DVD and I watched it.
Epic Movie was good.
Yeah. All I remember about that movie was I was watching it with two middle school girls. I was in middle school as well. Let me put that. This wasn't like last week.
Because you explaining them and...
Yeah, so, you know, last week I was watching with two middle school girls just hanging out.
Watching Epic Movie.
You know, watching Epic Movie, having a laugh.
It was part of our night of fun. We started off with date movie, heated up some popcorn, drizzled some chocolate on it.
But I was in middle school. We were all the same age. Let me preface with that. And I remember there's a scene where
I wasn't 23 years old in middle school.
And like this naked woman runs out of the wardrobe at one part of the movie. And I remember like being in the same room as two girls when a naked woman came on screen was the most like uncomfortable moment of my life. I was like, oh no. Oh, and I just remember
I know what they have.
I know. I was like, because I was in middle school, I was like freaking out. I was like, oh. It was very uncomfortable. Yeah. It's like the like when your sex scene comes on when you're with your parents.
The most uncomfortable sex scene I've ever experienced with my parents was when I was behind the camera. I'm kidding.
they had me filming. It was weird.
My dad and stepmom took me to go see Watchmen, and there was just this whole fucking Leonard Cohen slow sex scene, and it was in slow motion. It was between like Night Owl and whatever the woman's name is, the superhero. Her name is the actress's sex name lady. Starts with an M or something.
Mariah Carey?
No, I can't remember her name. She was in Heartbreak Kid, other shit.
Oh,
she was in Harold and Kumar, the first one. Did you see the first Harold and Kumar?
No. Oh. Yes.
You know the one where like there's that gross dude and he has this very attractive wife, and then the attractive wife takes off her shirt and lets Harold and Kumar feel her breasts?
It's been a while since I've seen that movie.
The actress who played the superhero who they had sex.
But Ryan.
To Leonard Cohen.
Who watches The Watchman.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's Angi.com.
Who watches The Watchmen?
And let me see. What I'm trying to think of like the most uncomfortable sex scene I've watched with. I'm gonna be honest. So I saw Wolf of Wall Street in theaters, and I had no idea what I was getting
into.
You see
with your parents?
No, I saw it with my friend, and it was still uncomfortable even with my friend.
There's a lot of sex.
There was a lot of sex in that movie. I can't. I think the worst movie out there to watch with your parents, by far. And I'm going to go out on a limb and say that this is not subjective. This is fully objective.
Is
In the
Serbian film
In the Realm of the Senses
that.
Because in the Realm of the Senses, it's nothing but real sex.
Well, in a Serbian film, the twist at the end...
That is true, yeah.
...is that the dude is fucking his son and wife.
Yeah.
Who are passed out on drugs.
Yeah, I mean, it's a wild movie. Have you seen it?
He also cut someone's head off and continues to fuck the body.
I should, like, next time I see my mom, be like, hey, Mama, what's up a movie night? And she'll be like, well, I'm so glad to be in L.A. with my son. I put on this, like, Mom, you're going to love this movie.
I think your mom would
turn this off, Matthew.
Like, be like, turn it off the moment he's getting, like, a blowjob from the woman. And that, have you seen a Serbian film?
A while, back in, like, college, I think
you
watched
know how, like,
it.
One of the first scenes is, like, him getting a blowjob from this woman, and then, like, this little girl is just licking a lollipop while watching
Him. And he's like, oh, no!
Yeah, it's that.
Yeah. My mom would be like, Matthew, turn this off. What is
Sorry
this?
Sorry if I spoiled a Serbian film. I really don't, like, if there's any movie I really don't care on spoiling, it's a Serbian film.
No, also, but it's one of the, like, those shock films where it's like everyone knows at this point all the scenes. Also, I didn't think it was that good of a movie because I feel like it was written just to shock, like it almost didn't have that much substance. It was more of just
the
like
baby delivery.
Yeah, it was like how shocking can we be, you know?
That baby scene was
it was real fucked up. Something. It was definitely that scene really made me feel like sick when I watched it. I was like, oh my god, ugh. But
let's talk about some other movies.
Yeah.
The ones that we you ended up seeing Toy Story 4.
I love Toy Story 4, by the way.
I liked it more than 3.
I thought it was very I teared up. It got a tear in my eyeball.
The animation looks good.
The animation was fucking beautiful.
I liked the story of how it was a lot more kind of low key.
Yeah, and it was also like I feel like because it's in a fourth movie in a series, you know, like it's like what can you do? You got to get creative, and I feel like they did. They got very creative with the premise.
I thought a lot of the comedy hit, at least for me.
Yeah,
because I'm just like when you go into like a kid's movie, I don't try to give it the same kind of this better be as funny as like Hot Fuzz or The Anchorman. It's like no, I mean it's a Toy Story movie. It's not gonna have the same like impact, but
they
it's
did
still,
great though.
It's still gonna like. It's like a simple joke that got me. It's the dumbest shit. It was the whole high-fiving motorcyclist.
Oh, dude, Keanu Reeves?
No, well, he was... I'm talking about the one that always, like, Woody would give to the high-five in the
Oh, yeah, yeah, the other guy with his arm up. Yeah.
There's something about non-verbal... emotive comedy that I like, and so that struck a chord with me. And then there's this in the same vein, it's when Forky is being dragged on the road and then he like tries to walk again. It's the sound effects of the tip taps and then the drag, like it's the little things like that make me laugh. None of the, like I don't think any of like the verbal jokes made me cackle, because you know they were filled with stuff like I have all the questions and stuff like that.
I did remember that part. I was like, that's what Ryan was talking about.
Yeah.
I'm surprised they didn't hide more adult jokes, knowing that so many of the viewers of this movie would be like original people that watched the first Toy Story back in like 1995. So I'm like kind of surprised they didn't hide more adult jokes in, but it was a beautiful movie.
I like what they did with the antagonist of the film.
It was good. And I'm glad that, I don't think it's much of a spoiler, but, like the henchman for the bad person was those real creepy like ventriloquist dummies. Yeah, and I'm glad Toy Story finally did something, because that was actually pretty creepy. Just like in the first Toy Story movie,
there's a legit jump scare I think in the movie.
Yeah, and like in the first Toy Story, I forgot how creepy the scene is when like they're in Sid's bedroom.
They have that like baby doll with the eye missing, like,
the
on the
spider.
Spider.
Yeah, yeah, dude, that thing is the scariest thing. It's so scary even to this day. And I'm glad they brought back like some real creepiness in this one.
Yeah,
and the animation was just gorgeous.
You didn't think Stinky Pete was scary?
Stinky Pete honestly still haunts my nightmares, man. He's there, man.
Dude, Stinky Pete got me too'd. Did you see?
No.
Wait,
the guy who played Stinky Pete or Stinky Pete himself?
Stinky Pete himself got me too.
He Fuck. Got,
because you know, at the end of Toy Story 2, they have the fake bloopers.
That
show. And one of them was him talking to two Barbie dolls.
That's right.
And
that's
he was
right.
like, "I can get you a part in Toy Story 3." They apparently in the recent releases, Disney cut that part out. So Stinky Pete just got
Stinky Pete is canceled, guys. Stinky Pete is canceled.
It's funny because Justin a while ago was like, "Did you hear what happened with the Stinky Pete guy?" And I was like, "No, what?" And he tells me how he how Stinky Pete
I like how he's bringing up that as if it's like news. Like, "Dude, did you read the newspapers about Stinky Pete?"
No, this is before this even happened. Like, this was just a side off joke like a month or two ago. And I'm like, "What?" So he's like, "Yeah, he got caught offering two girls role in Toy Story 3 if they had sex with them." I'm like, "What?" So I look up, like, he's like, "Here, I'll send you the audio." And he just sent me the scene of Stinky Pete and the Barbie dolls. And I'm like, haha, very funny. But something that Justin saw as ridiculous and goofy legitimately became like
reality.
Headline reality news for Disney. It's like a month later.
I just like wake up one morning and like you're walking down the streets of New York City and one of those like bodegas has like the newspapers out front and it's just huge headline. Everyone's like gathered around like grabbing copies like Stinky Pete is canceled. Like, yeah. Oh my God.
What happened?
I gotta say,
footage at the end of Toy Story 2 has recently resurfaced.
I love it because it's like it's always been out there. It's like it just resurfaced.
I like how we're talking about it like it's a legitimate like
Me scandal. Too.
I mean, it's always been out there. People knew who Stinky Pete was.
They knew who this guy was. You know?
What a monster!
I love that shit, man.
And then I guess I'll just give a little opinion on Midsommar.
Okay.
I really. Really enjoyed my experience with Midsommar. Had nothing to do with the earthquake, although the earthquake probably heightened up my anxieties a little bit. But it was one of those movies where I'm watching it, and I just was not in awe, but I was kind of
enthralled
with the director, because you can tell it's a movie that has a singular voice, and it has not a single message. It has many themes in it, but it was directed so well, I think. There are certain story beats where I think I have to go back and watch it a second time to, I guess, fully understand it or kind of pick up things again. Or I can just head on over to the R Movies message boards and see what other people's thoughts are. But I really enjoyed the film. There was a part of me that was kind of expecting like a Green Inferno type of movie, just elevated, because Green Inferno is Eli Roth.
That's the one where they're like in the Amazon, right?
Yeah. So I thought it was going to kind of be like, you know, people go to this place and then they end up getting tortured in gruesome detail. And I don't want to spoil too much, but it wasn't that type of movie. It was more centered on character growth and development and how this character is dealing with relationships and grief, and how that is being projected into the physical things you are seeing in the movie. Like, I really, really enjoyed my time watching it. I want to see it again because I enjoyed it. And if you're a fan of movies... I know this movie probably wouldn't be for everyone. I mean, my mom saw it, and she even, because my mom likes horror, she liked it.
Yeah, your mom does like horrors, because she is one.
Come on, man.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today. Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
This is your last chance to enter the Ohio Lottery's Fun Turns 50 promotion. Score $3,500 and two tickets to the epic party at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where you could win part of another $400,000 in cash prizes. Enter the new 50th anniversary scratch-off, or $50 worth of eligible non-winning $5 or $10 scratch-offs, and My Lotto Rewards through the Ohio Lottery app. Hurry up! The last entry deadline is May 13th. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
Yeah, just, I'm sorry. I'll cut that out.
but yeah, I fully recommend watching it. I think it has such a strong opening, and then, at least for me, I know I've read a few people were like, it was too long or it got boring, and I understand that from a different viewpoint. But the movie was just interesting, whether it be in the happenings that were going on, or whether it was the shots or some of the effects they were using. I like Ari Aster's ability, because in Hereditary he had like this big info dump scene, and I'm not a big fan of that. And in this one, in some cases, you could say in some parts there was a bit of an info dump, but there are certain there was certain information in this movie that is shown and not told. Like, they'll show you a piece of art, and then through the way he shoots another scene, he reveals kind of the payoff to that setup or art piece that he showed earlier on. And I really enjoyed that. I enjoyed those aspects of the film. And so there was always something for me to enjoy, whether it be, as I said, marveling at the cinematography or just the shot composition or getting into the themes and the story. And the actress, Florence Pugh? Is that her name? Well, hold on. I want to get her name right. Yeah, Florence Pugh. Phenomenal actress. Ari Aster, for his lead roles, for both Hereditary and now Midsommar, has found wonderful lead actors to head the film, and their performance, I'm not gonna say it carries the film, because everyone else's performance is really good. I liked how a lot of the characters, I was like, oh, this is very natural dialogue. Ari Aster also knows how to write natural dialogue in a sense of, like, in a relate, like, when these two people were having an argument in their relationship, it felt like an argument that you would actually have with a significant other, and not just like, oh, Chad,
it's like, yeah, oh, we're gonna go on a vacation,
no you're not, without me, you know, it wasn't stupid. And there was, and one more thing I will say that I enjoyed is that in horror movies there are those moments where it's almost like the director doesn't know how to convey the horror of this particularly well, and so it makes the theater laugh when they're not supposed to.
I know that, like, exact thing.
And in this movie, it seems that Ari Aster was super aware of that, and so with the ridiculousness of some of these situations, you're almost directed to laugh at what's going on because it's so ridiculous. And he does that through the direction of the character's reactions, and I'm guessing also he does it through the writing. Yeah, just a lot of aspects that I thought were interesting, and I really respect and enjoyed of the film, and I recommend people give it a watch because I liked it.
I'll go check that out then. I
go
see it
a second time too.
We should go see it.
Yeah, I'm down.
Speaking of horror, I've been doing the worst thing for myself, which has been, like, there's these YouTube channels. I think I talked about them a little bit, but it's like I've gotten really into these horror channels,
mm-hmm.
Where it's just these guys that will make these videos.
It's
just
not
like
the ones where it's like 2013 was a year that everyone probably forgot, but this young girl, Nancy Studemeyer, will remember for the rest of her life.
That's exactly
okay.
Channels.
Okay,
there's a couple. I've been watching this one called Nightmare Expo, where he does this series called, like, Disturbing Stories from the Internet, where there'll be like 20-minute videos where he'll just, like, find these, like,
the deep web is something that,
yeah, it's like that. He's like, yeah. he's like in 2013 this woman uploaded a video of her dog seeing a ghost, but it's like really scary shit, and I'll watch them really late at night when I'm the only person awake, and then, like, I'll lay in bed and be like, why the fuck did I do that,
dude? I don't know why it brought, you looked so serious. You looked like you were scared of what I was going to say.
You just slammed your hand down, so you're like, dude!
Anyways, I had you talking about horror shit, it reminded me of, I had sleep paralysis again, and this time it was like one of the worst instances.
It's not like we're talking about it. Your brain's like, eh, we'll fuck with them.
I don't know why. The dream I had a dream beforehand, and it was that I was stuck on my ceiling looking down at my bed.
What?
With the constant feeling of, like, you're on a roller coaster falling. Like, then eventually I dropped down to the bed, and then, like, I woke up. Like, you know how you wake up from a dream at, like, the precipice or at the climax of it?
Yeah.
I woke up and I couldn't open my eyes. I knew, like, I was awake too, and I tried to move everything, and I tried to call Lego. Eventually, I was able to let out a Lego, and I started to hit the bed, and then I was like Lego, and then he came onto the bed,
and he came.
I hugged him for a good long while
because I was scary, man. You almost got pulled into the shadow realm.
I know, but so sorry. You were just talking about horror, and I remind him, like, God damn it!
No, dude.
I had sleep paralysis again.
I was just saying I've been watching these channels, and it's been
stupid.
But these channels are super entertaining. There's one just called Horror Stories.
Okay, and I was about to say if you recommended one.
There's two. I really like Nightmare Expo and I like Horror Stories. And Horror Stories, I like him because he's so matter of fact. He'll just talk about these like incidents and then he'll just end the video. Like he won't say, thanks for watching, subscribe. He'll just be like, and then she died. And like the video just ends. Like he just ends his videos.
I was almost hoping it would be like, and then she died. Remember to rate, comment, and subscribe.
Remember to subscribe. No, he doesn't. He's like,
click that bell button.
His videos, I'm like, oh, is that the end? Oh, yeah, it's over.
Or like he fits it into like the ending where it's just like, he's like, oh shit, I have to plug my channel.
And just like she was followed by a stalker, you should follow my Twitter.
Yeah.
Speaking of YouTube channels, actually, I want to give a shout out real
quick. We have a YouTube channel.
We do, guys. In case you didn't know, we do have a YouTube channel called Super Mega. This guy or girl, I'm not sure, has been making Super Mega compilations. I think they're called
Starts with a D.
Della Beast.
Yeah.
And
really
like,
good.
I gotta say, like, that's a lot of effort. They, like, for instance, Childhood Stories, that's our 20-minute. Childhood Stories Part 2, 2.5 hours. They've made, I think, 18 compilations, and they're all incredibly, like, just holy shit. Like, just shout out to that person, because obviously they're just putting a lot of work into going through our content and making compilations, which was something that we requested a while back. We're like, make some compilations if you guys want. Go for it.
So go check out these person's compilations to see some fun times for our channel.
Shout out to that.
And then report those videos
so we can take them down because they're stealing money from us. I never thought compilations or like re-upload of like certain clips take money away, because in my mind, I just see it as like it spreads more awareness.
Yeah,
you know?
And also it's if anything, it shows. That either if we really wanted to make money off of these compilations, it would be for us to do what the grumps do and hire people to make
the compilations.
And put them on the channel and then still up, you know, we could do that. But right now we're focusing on other stuff. Maybe in the future we'll get compilations like that on the channel. But right now go to that person's channel and like give them some support, because they're going through a shite.
I can't imagine it's fun watching that footage. Much Super Mega.
I mean, ask Justin.
Yeah, Justin's just ripping his hair out. Like,
hold on, we can ask him right now.
Yeah, let's ask him. Give Justin a call.
Okay.
Special guest, Nothing But Lag. Back on the podcast. You remember he was on the episode with Tim Allen. Let's see.
What are we asking him? If he has fun listening to us?
If he likes Super Mega. Because okay. He was a fan before.
Yeah.
He started editing. I don't think he is
anymore.
See
if he picks up.
If he doesn't, that will be a deduction in his pay, unfortunately. Buddy.
Yo, what it do?
What up, buddy?
Hey, bud.
We are recording a podcast right now, my friend.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Justin, you probably shouldn't open the phone call with the N-word, but that's fine.
Huh.
Just think about that next time, maybe. You're opening up a conversation. But that's fine.
We got a question for you.
Yeah, we have a question.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
because you used to be a fan of Super Mega, right?
Yes.
And we're talking about people who... Because we're talking about this guy who particularly makes a lot of compilations of us, and he has to listen to like probably hours of our voice. And we just wanted to ask, since you were a fan and now all you do is listen to our voices day in and day out.
Eat, sleep, let's play.
How much more fun in life you are having, or what is your experience with now listening to us 24/7 as opposed to choosing when you get to listen to us?
Obviously, like I'll say, like, you know, like, cut this out. I'll say that I love it and everything, like, in the podcast publicly. But like, you guys already know, like, I've already talked to you, like, you know, you need to start like paying me for these therapy sessions I've been having to go to, because like I can't take it anymore.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But I mean, like, other than that, yeah, no, like,
we'll DM you about the next batch of videos.
Yeah,
because there's a couple editing notes we have. But yeah, if you can just get us
thanks
that one
input,
off by
Justin,
the end of the day. Thanks for the input, man.
That was really good. That was really good input. We appreciate that, dude.
Cool, man.
See you, man.
See you.
See you.
What a good dude.
Yeah.
He's very, very appreciated. Very much appreciated. And, I hope that the exposure we're giving him, is good. I think that's very.
Yeah.
Yeah, anyway, do you mind if I go take a piss out of my
another
dick real
piss.
Quick? Well,
you took one before the podcast.
I did, but I've been drinking a LaCroix, and before I started, I drank a big cup of coffee and a bunch of water.
You know what? Go take your pee-pee.
And then when we're...
But only...
Yeah.
if you add in a Matt's pee pee song into the podcast.
God damn it, Ryan. I'm gonna be editing this like at like 1 a.m. before it has to go out, and I'm gonna hit this point in the podcast. And I can see right now, I'm sitting at my computer just going, do I just cut this whole part out?
Oh, you're gonna cut it out. I imagine.
I'll put a Matt's pee pee song in.
Okay.
What if I recorded it right now?
It has to be less than 10 seconds.
Okay. How about I do it right now? Okay, here we go. I'm gonna go pee. Here's Matt's pee pee song.
Matt is taking a piss. Matt is in the bathroom pissing out his dick.
Did it. I did it. I got all the piss out.
Every last drop, brother.
All right. Well, that's some sweet news. You know what else is sweet?
Is it honey?
Yes.
It's coming. The biggest shopping day on the planet. Yep. It's Amazon Prime Day, the most insane day of savings across the internet's largest marketplace. But did you know there's such a thing as Prime Day? Every day? Yes, it's possible and easy with Honey.
Honey is a free browser extension that searches the internet for coupon codes, then, like magic, it automatically applies them to your cart at checkout. But did you know that Honey also works on Amazon, even though Amazon doesn't have discount codes, Matt?
Are you serious?
Yeah. Whenever you shop on Amazon, Honey searches every last one of Amazon's 2 million plus sellers to make sure you're getting the lowest price possible. Honey even factors in sales tax, shipping, and Amazon Prime status. Simply put, Matt, if there's a better price, Honey will find it in seconds.
Let me tell you about Honey, ladies and gentlemen.
Okay.
I use Honey to save me money. I recently got a new computer and I had to reinstall all my programs. Guess what one of the first things I installed was? I got Honey. I threw it on my browser. I went two clicks, boom, there it is. So next time I order something on Amazon, which I will be doing some shopping on Prime Day for the Super Megaplex, we're gonna save us some GD money. GD stands for God damn it, by the way.
Yeah, and our listeners can add Honey for free at joinhoney.com/megacast. What is that, Matt?
joinhoney.com/megacast.
It's Honey. Huh. It's online saving simplified.
let's give an update on the super megaplex.
It's
by now there should be one on Patreon, a new update with some photos, but it's coming together. It's coming together. We got some furniture in there.
We're building desks, and Matt looks online at the amount of time it takes to build. Because when we ordered the desks, I guess you're thinking, well, this could take like 2 hours at most.
Like, it's easy to put a desk together, right? Just, it's some wood. Some
it's screws. 4 to 5 hours is the average build time for this desk.
So we have
one of them fully built. We have another one
almost done,
and then we still have one more to build fully. On top of that, we also have to get a table for the podcast room. We have to. We almost have all the consoles we need for the gaming rig. Right now, we're also the rooms are almost set up in terms of furniture. The next course of action would be to soundproof the podcast,
which we're working on this week,
in the Let's Play room.
We're trying to get everything soundproof, but we're trying to get like a professional to come and help us with it, because we want that crisp sound quality for you guys. And if you're supporting the Patreon and everything, we're gonna put that money to good use. So we're gonna get professionals to come soundproof the place, really make it pop, you know. I don't want to put up some shitty sound foam and have it sound bad, so hopefully it'll sound real crisp like it does right now recording the Game Grumps office. And we're just so excited, man. We've been going to the office, like addressing the audiences, man. Yeah, man. Like we're going to the office.
Listen, bro,
we've been going the past week, though, when we're not recording, we've been going there and just building desks or setting things up. Been working on the merch studio, kind of organizing things. We got people coming and building furniture for us, trying to just kind of get everything in place. It's a really big undertaking, and I don't think either of us realized how much work goes into
building. We're like, oh, we could set it up in like 2 weeks and then we're done.
Nope. That shit's hard.
But it's definitely, I think once we have the place soundproofed, the next big task to tackle will be how we're going to set up the electronics and the wiring in the Let's Play.
Yeah, that'll be fun.
Recording area. And then after that, it should be ready to start using, and the only job we'll have then for the Super Megaplex after all of that is complete It's kind of decorate it.
Which is, that's what I'm most excited personality. For. I'm excited to put up some fan art. I'm excited to put up, when we did our Southeast tour, every time we stopped at the gas station.
We have some
like,
stuff
Tennessee,
already put up. We have those, what are they called?
The little, a lovely viewer made us some,
It's animal, like
it's
a
not
stitching?
Cross stitching. It's a type of stitching on like a circular wood thing. And they made one of
like
me and
what,
Ryan.
What old, kind of, I guess Middle Eastern people still wear that stuff. Where it kind of, I don't know what I'm trying to explain.
A yarmulke?
Not a yarmulke. Because if you think about it, set that on the head and then like, there's like paper that.
Oh, comes. There's paper?
Not paper, but like there'd
just,
be like.
Just printer
there'd
paper?
Be cloth. There's a bunch
it's
of.
It's like, you know what like the crown prince, like the Saudi yeah. royals wear on their head? It's kind of like that. It's like the top of that. But yeah. It's, someone stitched this really nice things of me and Ryan in Animal Crossing. So we hung those up. We hung up some paintings mm-hmm. that some fans did. And then
so stuff from the tour and from the unboxing. Oh, I forgot. We also. Soon we'll actually be able to start shooting the mail video.
Yeah, because we're
we have that set.
We got a PO box, and then I went to go register it in person, and I had to fill out some form, and then it got unregistered, so I got to do that again. Yeah, but
got the email. It's like, hey,
your PO box has been unregistered. I was like, yes. But basically, yeah, we're getting the set up too for the new mail opening. I think we're going to be going back to how it used to be, because for a while in the Grumps office, we did that set with the L couch. And I think we're gonna go back to like the straight on couch with a table in front of it.
Yeah.
That's gonna be the set, kinda like how we used to do in our old apartment, back in the good old days. So we're going back to that kinda setup. And like Ryan said, we got our podcast room, we're getting that set up. We finally got internet. Which while we were shooting that gamer bathwater video, if you go on our Patreon and watch the behind the scenes, you'll see that the guy sitting at the internet was at the house while we're shooting that.
I had to have a conversation with him in the bath filled with cheese puffs and
he walked in and like
and
I was like, we're like come on in and he's like oh hey so the internet is but and Ryan was like yeah okay yeah and like had to have a conversation about how to do the internet had, stuff.
I'd like to think that I wasn't rushing him. I'd like to think
no
I
not
was
at all
very, I was very so with the wireless extender we could just place that anywhere. He's like yeah so it feeds the feeds whatever signal it's getting and it boosts it to the rest of the house. Okay, so we could just put that anywhere. Yeah, you can mix match it wherever.
I just thought it was funny watching you have this like fully stern serious conversation while you're sitting in a milky bath filled with like salami and like that.
He didn't even mention it. He didn't even mention it.
He
didn't make a joke out of it or
anything.
So
he like actually just straight face like he was very professional. So you know, bravo.
I mean, it's LA, so I mean,
yeah, he probably sees weirder shit when he goes to install.
He probably thought we were doing like a gay porn shoot because it's like four guys and it's like. And I'm asking you, and he was in the room while I was asking. I'm like, wait, should I keep my clothes on or should I be naked for this?
I was like, it's your choice. I think keep the clothes on. Also, we kept joking around. We didn't realize we thought he was outside, but he was in the other room. We kept joking around about how like we were going to use the Super Megaplex to shoot like porn. Because you came up to me and you were doing that whole bit where you were like, so I don't know if you read the agreement, but you will be doing some same sex scene. And I was like, right, but they pay more. And you were like, oh, they pay a lot more. And I was like, yeah, I'm down then. And I think he heard us say that. So I think that he straight up just thought he came to like a porn house where they shoot porn. And
he's probably wondering what disgusting porn we were. Was he just masturbating in the tub?
He's like,
it's four guys in a bathroom and one guy in a bathtub.
With his clothes on and the water's all white. Damn, we forgot to put the Elmer's glue in the bath that looked like cum.
Darn.
Well, the video already
we
got
still
demonetized.
Gotta unclog
so.
That stuff.
Yeah, that shit clogged the drain up.
YouTube
real
has
bad.
Been at it.
Oh, with demonetizing. Because we were fine for a while. Like, they weren't demonetizing us. And then all of a sudden, like, in the past few weeks, they're just like, you guys can't have this one or this one. So, if you want to support the boys, Patreon, you can go check out our page for $5, just $5 a month.
But
a lot
like,
of bonus content.
We're trying to pinpoint exactly what it is. It may be the cursing, it may be the titles, but we don't have a firm grasp on what it is because we don't have special spy insiders giving us the scoop.
But that's the biggest fucking problem with you. Sorry to always be bitching about YouTube because I'm sure it's not that interesting to you guys, but it's like, you know what? If they're going to demonetize our videos, fucking go for it. Just tell us why. Tell us, like, what part of the video got this demonetized. Tell us what the reasoning is.
They used to do that for copyright. They should do it the same way.
All it says, yeah. For copyright, it'll be, like, 1:08 to 1:26. That chunk is what got you demonetized for copyright. If it just says this video is not suitable for advertisers, tell us why. Is it, like, is there at 3 minutes in, was it, like, one specific swear word we said? Was it because we showed Ryan's feet at this one part? Like, what is it? How are we supposed to fix what we're doing if we don't know what we're doing wrong?
That video had to have, because I'm fully clothed in a bathtub. And
it's the feet. It's got to be the feet.
Really?
Feet are
I'm not a kid.
I know, but
I'm a 25-year-old man.
I know. And if you want to put your feet on the internet for all to see and jerk off to, that's your choice. And the thing is, YouTube needs to respect that and let you show them.
I just don't understand.
What
is it with feet? Because I know, I think Twitch doesn't allow you to show
Twitch doesn't allow feet. It's because of how sexualized
we're eating bananas.
Oh, yeah, because it's phallic?
Yeah.
What if YouTube allowed nothing phallic to even be shown? You can't even show a banana. You have to, like, pixelate that banana out.
I mean, they kind of, because, like, dudes can't be shirtless, so it kind of evens the playing field because a lot of people, I know a lot of people would probably complain. Why can't guys don't have boobs? So it's like, girls are like, well, if I can't show my nips, then neither can you. And they're like, boom!
A lot of, actually, I think it's South Korea. I remember, I think it's South Korea, like, they can't show shirtless men on TV. It's, like, really risque, like, stuff like that.
Really?
Like, I think they're pretty strict about what they can show on TV. Yet the K-pop, like, the girl groups will, like, those are incredibly, like, sensual
suggestive videos.
Yeah. But, like, guys can't, like, take their shirts off and stuff. And that's why I need men's rights.
I just love how the reality of it is you, in some Asian porn, you'll have a guy having legitimate sex with this woman and pulsing his cum into a woman. And
that's one way to put it, yeah.
And they just censor out her vagina. You can see her boobies, you can see...
They don't censor butthole.
No, you can
see... They leave the bunghole exposed.
You can see bungholes.
What is...
You can't see the vagina, even though it's a dude on camera and you can see his pixelated stick going in and out of her vagina.
Stick. I've always wondered, like, when is Japan going to do away with that law? Because for such a sexualized country, because that country has, like,
they allow prostitution.
They have the freakiest shit in Japan.
Which is
like,
the
when
weird
it comes
shit.
To sex
like,
stuff. Like, they're so freaky.
They censor their porn that way, yet, like, prostitution is legal to an extent in Japan.
As long as it's not penetration, I believe, is the rule.
Yeah.
Like, you can go get a handy. You can go get an HJ.
Yeah.
A slick little HJ or a beach, but you can't do that penetration.
Only in the bunghole.
Only in the bunghole, yeah. And we found that out because last time we were in Japan, we got some prostitutes. We had a great time.
We did a Try Guys episode.
That's actually one of the vlogs coming out, is where we tried prostitutes in Shinjuku and had a great time. But actually, we need to get checked. We haven't done that yet.
Okay.
From the, that night.
From the...
Yeah.
Wait,
from the night with the...
Okay, yeah.
We haven't,
the following
we, we haven't been checked yet.
No, we'll get it.
It's probably urgent. Yeah, have you noticed anything? Burning sensation when you pee? Any spots?
Like, there's this, like, sludgy, like, green speckled liquid that starts to ooze out.
That could be the clap. Because I have the same thing, and I didn't want to bring it up because I didn't want to scare you. But if you have that,
we'll talk about it after the podcast. Let's bring it back in with something.
Anyway, guys, we have a bit of an announcement. Drum roll, please.
You better not add any actual drums.
No, no.
These are the only drums we need.
These are the only drums we need, baby. Tomorrow, stop, Ryan.
What?
Tomorrow, okay, so this podcast drops on Friday, the 12th of July. Tomorrow is Saturday, the 13th. And something very special is coming out tomorrow. You know what? I'm not even gonna say what it is.
Y'all can guess.
Y'all can guess what it is.
Y'all should know, but we're not gonna say it just cause.
Maybe the first installment in something is dropping tomorrow.
Yeah, so
who knows?
So keep your eyes peeled.
Keep them peeled, guys. Peel those fucking eyes.
Potato peelers.
Get potato peelers and
I
peel
used to
your
have
eyes.
To do the peeling in the family. When
really?
Dinner was being made and we had potatoes, my job was to peel.
My dad would always be like, son, make the salad. So I'd have to make salad.
What'd you have to do? Just like put lettuce?
Just throw some lettuce. And I have to cut tomatoes, but I was a stupid kid. I didn't know how to fucking cut tomatoes. So I'd cut them piss poor and just throw them into a bowl. I'm like, son, you know how to cut goddamn tomatoes? And then hit me, and then we'd eat salad together.
That was the sound of his bare foot slapping against
it's like he'd
face.
Only slap me with his feet, because he's like, well, it's not child abuse if I hit him with my foot. Did you also hear when I did that clap, like, it like this echo like rang off of something metal somewhere. It was like ding. Listen, I'll do it over here. Hear that?
Do it again.
The clang.
A little bit, yeah.
It's hitting something metal in this room. My sound waves. They're smacking some metal somewhere, bro. Brosif.
Brosifine.
Brosifina, dude. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I remember in middle school, I would love those, all those bro jokes. I'd be like, what's up, bro Sidon? Just swimming in the Broshen. Fuck, we gotta go to a water park while it's summer.
Oh, man.
Why do you say, oh, man? You don't wanna go to a water park with me?
Because I don't wanna go to a water park. In my head, I was like, I'm gonna look all good and fit for summer, and I don't, and I didn't, and I'm an asshole.
First of all, that doesn't make you an asshole, Ryan. It's simply...
Matt, let me put it this way, okay? Like, you know that you've cheated on your diet, and this is from my perspective, when you're on a first-name basis with the Papa John's delivery man.
Oh.
Because he started coming to the house, he's like, oh, hey, Ryan. And I'm like, oh, there it is, yep. And, like, sometimes he'll, like, giggle because I'll order, like, a Papa John's pizza just 3 or 4 days later, and he'll be like, oh, hi again, and I'll be like, yep. Yep. Yeah, baby.
That's a little bad.
Yeah.
That's actually really funny, though.
So I probably need to...
Dude, well, you start cooking more. Just... Here's what I was thinking.
I have SpaghettiOs.
That does not count as cooking.
I have tuna in cans.
Okay, that's not...
I can make some tuna toast, which is good. Tuna toast is good.
Tuna toast, I've never heard of that, but go for it.
What? Have you never...
Tuna toast.
It's just some toast with some canned tuna on it.
I haven't.
It's a tuna sandwich. It's just a toasted tuna sandwich. What's so fucked up about
that? It's not fucked up. It's just like, all right,
you're over there enjoying your fancy goddamn Harrison cooked breakfasts and dinners.
Actually, I make my own breakfast. I make scrambled eggs this morning.
I see him make, like, he said, like, in the messages, he's like, oh, I'm making pancakes and these fucking sausages for the boys for breakfast. And I'm like, oh, yeah, of course.
Well, you can come over and have breakfast anytime.
I'm not
going
to come all the way to your place to have breakfast.
Why?
In
That'd
the
be
morning.
Fun.
Because that's like a 45 minute trek.
Well, then,
given traffic in LA,
then if you wake up a little earlier, you can come have breakfast with us.
How about you Postmates me some IHOP?
Like that time I Postmated you the lotion and tissues.
Yeah, that was wonderful.
5 a.m.
Yeah, that was great.
The other night I was thinking, what's something I could Postmates Ryan right now? It was like 4 a.m. and I was like, I kind of want to Postmates Ryan something. And I considered Postmating, what was it? I didn't do it, but I was literally going to Postmate you one thing, and it was going to be like, it was like a single orange or something. Like but I was like, I don't want to do that at the Postmates drive. You have to go pick up a single fucking orange.
That's in my head. It's like, I don't have any qualms with you doing that, because it's funny at the end of the day. I just feel awful for the...
Oh, I tip, like, whenever I do that, I tip them really big, because I'm like, all right, that's the least I could do.
Because, like, I might not answer the door and all that shit.
I gotta go bring a guy an orange at 5 a.m. Or, like, just, like, one can of beans. Well, okay, wait, speaking of food, can we talk about how at E3, you and me and Harrison, and we were taking a break from shooting the E3 video, and you said, hey... This has been on my mind. You said, have you guys tried beans before? Oh, and yeah. I was like, what do you mean? And you're like, have you tried beans? And I was like, yeah, of course I've tried beans. You're like, I just had them for the first time. They're amazing. And I was like, Ryan, you're 25. You just had beans.
I've had like pinto beans in like a burrito, but I've never had your like classic baked Heinz baked beans.
That it was just the funniest, like, out of left field.
Dude,
like,
I have so many
beans before.
I have so many cans of beans just in my house, just waiting for the opportunity. I'm like, I should grill up some chicken and get some beans in a little pot.
Dude,
they're good.
Beans are delicious, man.
Beans, like as a kid, I don't know why in my head I always thought the texture would be disgusting or something.
Dude, they are
like
fucking
chalky.
Great.
But they're delicious.
Yeah,
beans,
dude,
are delicious. What are they called? What's the category? What are they? What are they called?
Aligma.
No, it's like the type of food they are. They're a
lentil.
A lentil, yeah.
Or legume.
Yes.
I like how...
Beans are so good.
They're, why do you think the Golden Retriever is always trying to steal them? The recipe? Because they're so fucking good. It's Bush's Baked Beans, dude.
Bush's Baked Beans.
What a weird
I got like the maple.
Yeah, that's the good shit, man. The maple,
I got the
maple
home style
with the
home whatever
the bacon in it.
Yeah,
like the big chunks of bacon. Mm. That's good shit, man. That's fucking good shit.
I'm thinking I'm gonna grill up some steaks, get some beans in there, have some collard greens soon.
Ooh, dude, that's a good fucking meal right there.
Say what you want to about Jim, but he makes some banging collard greens.
Oh, I bet that boy can make some banging collard
greens.
Oh,
yeah. I asked him for the recipe, and he still hasn't gotten back to me.
No, Ryan, this is my Jim's secret recipe for collards.
No, you're just going to need a steam pot, but it's a pot that garners steam, and it cooks stuff. Like, what is it? A cauldron?
He makes them in a fucking cauldron, like a cauldron. He puts his little witch hat on.
It's a...
Ryan, heat up the cauldron for me.
What's it called?
Crock pot.
A crock pot. Yeah. The steam pot.
The cauldron, yeah. Ryan, I need you to go throw some coals under the cauldron for me.
It's collard night.
It's collard night.
It's like, wait, Jim, is the moon full?
Yep. You know what night it is.
Yes! Collards!
Imagine Jim, like only washing clothes in a big cauldron. Like, he'll heat up a cauldron and, like, throw his clothes
with
in.
With a comically big wooden spoon.
Now I'm just imagining him, like, making, like, witch's brew.
Eye of Newt, toil and trouble. Ryan, get your pussy ass in here and put some coals under the cauldron.
Do you have any lizard's gizzard that I could put in this?
Any lizard's gizzard, Ryan? Ryan, are we out of goddamn Eye of Newt? Son, run down to the store and get me some Eye of Newt. Run down to the ICA, or IPA, whatever it's called.
The testicles of a Red Bull.
Of a Red Bull?
Yeah, dude.
Like the drink?
Yeah, but like, that it's a real bull, but it's called Red Bull, because it's a red, the color of the bull's red, and then it's
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.